C-L-G-L-R-R-R, guys. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Come on, Lions, go fight, win.
Wait, C-L-G-L-R? Since when?
Well, continue listening to this week's crazy,
audacious
podcast
of the
week,
also known as Kapow.
Hi there, I'm Jess.
And I'm Jen, and you're listening to another one of Central Lions podcasts.
This week on Kapow, we'll be looking into cross-country results and getting more information about the joining wrestling program of Central Lions George Little Rock.
We also have two spectacular ISATs this week.
So, let's get started. So, Jen, how did cross-country do this year?
It was a very successful season for the George Little Rock Central Lions cross-country team this year, especially for the girls. Becca Ellis placed first at districts, and Tori Figge placed sixth at districts, qualifying them both for the state meet. Then at the state meet, Becca medaled at 10th place, and Tori came in at 32nd place. As a freshman, congratulations to Becca and Tori on an awesome season this year. Also to the cross-country team in a great season.
Speaking of new things, what's up with Central and George Little Rock wrestling together?
That's a good question, Jess. Let's go see what Mr. Eben has to say about the new program.
Who decided that Central Lion and George Little Rock would become one team for wrestling?
The two boards met last spring, and between the two boards and us, committee between the wrestling coaches and the administration, they decided to combine.
Where will the home meets be held?
There's three home scheduled, two duels, and then our tournament. This year, Central Lion will have one duel, and George Little Rock will have a duel, and then the CLGLR tournament, which next year the tournament will be held here, so that's on a rotation.
Will it be the Lions or the Mustangs?
The board decided that it will be the Lions, based on it'll be Central Lion, George Little Rock, and that was agreed upon on the sharing programs that's currently out there. And that's how that was decided.
Okay, thank you.
Wow, well, I know one thing for sure. I'm excited for this year's wrestling season to start. Don't forget, when looking for wrestling results, to look for 2A this year. And we hope to see you all at the wrestling meets this year cheering on our wrestlers.
You know, Jen, all this talk about sports makes me wonder, would you rather always lose or never play?
I would rather always lose because if I like the sport a lot, I would just rather be playing.
That's pretty insightful, Jen. Well, let's see what others have to say about it in this week's I Sat as part of the podcast.
I'd rather always lose because it's not about winning and losing. It's about the love of the game.
Never play.
Why?
Because I don't like losing.
Never play.
Why?
Because I'd rather see winning. That's just, I'd rather win and not play than lose.
Always lose.
Why?
I don't know. So you're at least going to play and try your hardest.
I'd like to play, I know that, so I guess I'd always like to lose.
Mr. Postma, would you rather always lose or never play?
Oh, I definitely would rather not play and win than play and lose every game.
Never play.
Why?
Because winning is way better than losing all the time.
Would you rather find true love or find $1 million?
I rather would find true love. Because money is not important.
True love. Because money isn't everything, and love is special.
I'm going to have to go with true love. You only get to find love once, so you can find $1 million anywhere.
Oh, I would rather find true love, because love is worth more than money.
$1 million? Because love is corrupt, and money's... They say you can't buy happiness, but it sure makes misery a lot easier to live with.
Since I already have my true love, I don't really need $1 million. But even if I didn't, I would always pick true love.
Definitely true love. As gaggy as that is, yes.
Becca, would you rather find true love or find $1 million?
I would pick $1 million because love sucks.
Love stinks. Love stinks.
Those were some pretty good answers. Kind of makes me think. Jess, would you rather find true love or $1 million?
Well, I would definitely rather find $1 million because I can do so much more with $1 million than I can do with love.
Well, that will give us something to think about for a while. Let's wrap up this week's podcast with a quote from Mahatma Gandhi.
The difference between what we do and what we are capable of doing would suffice to solve most of the world's problems.